With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Defense Secretary Hegseth is speaking to widening concerns the U.S.-Israel airstrikes in Iran could spiral out of control. But he simply replies, quote, "This is not Iraq. This is not endless." International correspondent, meantime, John Gambrill reporting the U.S. military says Kuwait mistakenly shot down three American fighter jets.
The United States military says that Kuwait has accidentally shot down three American fighter jets in that tiny country as they were engaged against Iran in open air-to-air combat. This shows just how chaotic the wider situation has gotten in the Middle East just days after the American-Israeli campaign against Iran started. Now, this attack in Kuwait saw the Iranians actually fly fighter jets themselves into that country alongside drones and missile fire. And the Kuwaitis mistakenly thought the American fighter jets were enemy aircraft. That's according to U.S. Military Central Command that says all the pilots on board safely bailed out and are now receiving medical care.
Correspondent Haya Panjawi has more on the attacks and the impact on key oil plants.
Iran has expanded its attacks to regional oil infrastructure. Saudi Arabia's Ras Tanura oil refinery was attacked as world markets are already rattled by the fighting and oil prices have soared.
Authorities say a gunman wearing clothes with an Iranian flag design and the words "property of Allah" killed two people and wounded 14 at a Texas bar. Austin Police Chief Lisa Davis told KVUE it began when a man in an SUV drove near the bar on Sunday.
At one point, he put his flashers on, rolled down his window, and began using a pistol shooting out of his car windows, striking patrons of the bar that were on the patio and that were in front of the bar.
Authorities say they're looking at terrorism as a possible motive in an early morning deadly multiple shooting. This is SRN News. John Cleese won't be going to British Columbia.
The iconic co-founder of Monty Python says he won't be making any stops in that Canadian province when he brings a stage show to the country this year. Cleese says a recent $750,000 judgment against a school official who publicly rejected transgenderism has put him off. The British comedian, who is a free speech advocate and an atheist, says, quote, "What a pity. Now I won't be able to risk doing any shows in British Columbia." Michael Harrington reporting.
A New York man has been convicted of anti-Semitic hate crimes. A state court judge has found Skoboki Stora guilty of assaulting, stalking, and harassing strangers in what prosecutors described as a series of anti-Semitic as well as anti-white and anti-female incidents between 2023 and 2024. Prosecutors showed a video of Stora harassing a Jewish couple, as well as videos he recorded of himself shouting and harassing whites. This is SRN News. The U.S. and Israel are pounding those targets across Iran, dropping massive bombs on the country's ballistic missile facilities and wiping out warships as part of an intensifying military campaign, one that accompanied the killing of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Sam Mendick has the latest from the Beit Shemesh region in Israel on Iran's deadly retaliatory strikes there.
It's unclear when this conflict is going to end. If it is, so far it shows no signs of abating. Israel has said that it's launched offensives on central Iran. And meanwhile, in Iran, hundreds of people have also been killed. Israelis that I've spoken to here, some of them say that while they're sad that people have died, they still want this to continue. One woman said, "Way to go, President Trump and Bibi, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu."
And that is correspondent Sam Mednick reporting. More on these stories at srnnews.com.